Bob, I want to take a couple of minutes. You just had an opportunity to visit with some of the Ohio Farm Bureau county presidents, certainly an organization you're familiar with.
Yeah, a little bit. I've told people if you don't think that I should be in elected office, I can blame the Farm Bureau, because I was served on the Ohio Farm Bureau board for about 18 to 20 years, and I was president of the Ohio Farm Bureau for a couple of years about a decade ago, and that was that public policy, all that experience over those couple of decades that, you know, gave me the ability to and the confidence that to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, I was going to ask what that background has meant now that you're here in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, I think one thing I didn't realize, that somebody actually pointed out to me, but I kind of look at the facts and the science and not so much the emotional stuff. And, you know, and I pretty much, I think I'm a straight shooter. I talk what the facts are, and so I see it, common sense. And I think I can thank Farm Bureau, my Farm Bureau experience, because Farm Bureau, you know, has a good record historically to look at the facts, make sure it's sound science and you know, common sense practices. And that's why I think they've been so credible over the years. And also, obviously, having so many people at the ground level, you know, out there that are feeding America, raising their families, and are well-grounded. And all that comes together. And I think I benefited from all that.
Did I understand you to say that you're the first member of Congress that came from serving as a state Farm Bureau president?
Yes. The American Farm Bureau, they did a little research, and they went back in their history, and they looked. I'm a former state Farm Bureau president, which there's not a whole lot of them, obviously, but I'm the first one ever elected to the United States Congress. So, like I said, the bar is really high.
Well, the group here in Washington has been asking a lot of questions about Farm Bill and what's going to happen, and especially concerned about the crop insurance side of the Farm Bill.
Well, I think we need to make sure we maintain a safety net to protect our infrastructure for our food production here in the United States and also rural America. And I think crop insurance should really be the vehicle to maintain to have a safety net, because you've got farmers that are buying in, you know, the private insurance market, so they have, you know, they have a stake in the game, and when there's disasters happen, if it's weather or if it's because of public policy or anywhere around the world that affects the price of those commodities, there's some protection, because, you know, things could happen literally overnight that could put our infrastructure for our food security at risk.
Congressman, I've taken enough of your time. Thank you so much. Just one other thing. We've heard different things depending on who you talk to here in Washington. In your mind, are we going to get a farm bill done in 2012?
Well, I don't know if we'll get the five-year bill done or not. We'll have to get something done, because it runs out September 30th, and there's no way they're going to go back to the 48 law. That would be a disaster. So, you know, what they seem to do around here, they do these, I call them CRs, continuing resolutions, which I think are really dangerous. They're only good if you're actually doing a budget or doing a farm bill and you need a few days to cross the T's and dot the I's and everything. But for long-term implementation of a budget or a farm bill or highway bill, whatever it is, passing continuing resolutions is dangerous, and it actually increases long-term spending in a reckless type manner.
Congressman, thank you.
All right, thank you.